Jewish chometz that was in his possession on Pesach is also bano. Even if he left it, shoygeg onus. V'mochoy, or nos lein Yehudei, shemachutz labayis koydun Pesach, afal pish Yisrael makiroi lein Yehudei, v'yodea boi shelo yigo boi klal, v'shmerin loy d'acha ha-Pesach, v'yavz v'yinen loy, muta. This is the heter of Mechiras Chometz. Let's just summarize what we saw till now. Number one is, if you have chometz in your house and you did not sell it, even though you were onus, in other words, that they had no way of selling it to anybody at the time, still they made a knas that you're not allowed to be nanim from it after Pesach. Mishabur brings a discussion about situations of a onus that he had no way of assuming that would happen. That maybe over there they didn't count him. In the case that he has comes before Pesach, so he has his eitzah of selling it to a goy. The lot of the Shulchan Aruch was it had to be put in a place out of the Jewish person's house. And the question is how we do that nowadays. We sleep in the house. So to get out of that, the right way to do it is to sell the place that it's in to the goy. Or if you cannot sell the place, at least rent out the place to a goy. So now the chometz is in the possession of the goy also. Not just belongs to the goy, but also the place it's in is rented out to the goy also. Even if you know the goy, the chances are the goy is going to give it back to you after Pesach is still acceptable. But you have to give it over completely. You can't say, I'm giving it to you, and you better give it back to me. You have to give it to him. If it's understood, then the goy will give it back to him. That's the goy's decision. You can't force him one way or the other. If the goy eventually decides not to give it back to you, you can't force him to give it back because you gave it to him as a full-fledged gift. So, as we said, the matana has to be a full-fledged matana. And it says that you have to give him a matana gemura belishum tonight. You can't give him a tanai because if you're making a condition, maybe the guy won't keep the condition and then you're going to be stuck. The chometz is going to be also bano. Oishim kerenu lemechir gemura b'dava muat. Oh, there's another way of doing it. Instead of giving it as a gift, you sell to him for a certain amount. So according to this, it says you're selling it to him for a small amount of money, even though it's worth a lot more. But the halacha is that there's an iser of hano. That's only if you're fooling the person. But if they made up themselves and willing to sell to you very cheap, then it's all right. In a case where the guy bought it for a full price and he only paid part of the price, which is basically what's done today, if the guy wants to keep it, he's going to have to pay the full price because he just gave you a partial payment. In that case, you are allowed to go to Beis Din or court to force him to pay the rest because the deal was that if he takes the whole thing, he has to pay the full amount. That you made a condition, they have to give it after Pesach, does not work. Even though we know that, generally speaking, Matan al-Hafzer is considered a Tanai. But here, because of the Chumrah of Chometz, Chazal said it has to be totally out of your possession, not totally in Tanoim. And the Maisa, Mishnah Berurah brings the Machlokes Zachareinu, what happens if you made out Matan al-Hafzer and he did give it back to you? Some Ikar Din, that's in with the Goyish of Chometz and Pesach. Now give it back to you. That is a machlekes hapoiskim, just don't do it.